Jordan F, this right here is crazy. I feel big, you know what I mean? Like, not big in the sense of weight, you know what I mean? Like, gaining weight or nothing like that. Like, colossal, like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard you were looking for me.
Dayton. Ohio. Round two. Good morning, mail handlers. Dayton, Ohio, and the rest of 304. Listen, folks in Dayton, I know you didn't think that you were going to spit that BS at me without a response. Well, here's my response. First of all, I can tell that you've been under the tutelage of BIP, the current president, for some time, because you make up the same type of stories that he does. So I guess if we want to say you've been trained wrongly, but I guess some type of training took place there. Hey, listen, a couple of things. Let's start with the coward remark. You know, I looked that word up in the dictionary, and I found out that's not what I am. A coward, come on. Hey, listen, I don't know where you folks get the nonsense that I'm coming after the branch manager of Dayton. Listen, I'm running a campaign for local president. Dayton, you probably got as many mail handlers in your whole building as I have on one tour in Columbus. So that don't even make sense that I would have an issue with your branch president. Simple fact of the matter is, one of your members contacted me. That's how I got involved in your office. So let's keep things in perspective. And if we're going to spit venom, then at least make it good venom. You talked to me about sexual harassment. You alluded to that. I'm just going to say, when you open that can of worms, you might want to talk to your local president more about sexual harassment than having that conversation with Ken Hodge. Hey, listen, folks. I know you think you're out here trying to stand for a strong, united front, but don't press me about issues that your local president got to answer for. But I'm just running for president. I'm not really getting into or what he did or what I did or anything of that nature. But I can unequivocally tell you I have never been reduced for sexual harassment. So let's stop that lie in its tracks. But that, I know that means nothing to the folks in Dayton. You will fall on swords for a bit, and I guess that kind of loyalty is worth commending. But your loyalty is in the wrong place. If you support the current president because you like him, then that makes sense. But there's no way you're going to convince me that he is a better leader than I'm going to be. And again, once the election is over, all the stuff you said about me, it's okay. I'm going to let you know right now, all will be forgiven. Because in order to be a unified president, I know we're going to go through a rough period and an adjustment period, but we're going to get back on track, and nobody's getting kicked out of their office. Nobody's going to get a silent treatment. We're just going to go to work and build Local 304 like you probably haven't seen it in a long time. Let me change gears on you real quick. Let me bring a little house music in. Always makes things better. Hey, listen. I'm going to continue the campaign. I'm going to continue to state my case. And again, if my brand isn't your particular brand, shop elsewhere. But this brand will always be on sale, and I will always be advertising this brand. If you want to hate on Kenny Hodge, be my guest. Because what you feel, unless over 3,000 of you feel the same thing, don't affect my outcome, okay? I have years of experience and qualifications to lead this local, and that's what I'm going to do. Now, Dayton, you seem to be making the most noise, but let me say this to you, okay? There is no stopping me now, okay? I'm going to offer better leadership And I'm certain more members than not will select my brand of leadership. If you stop and look at our union, okay, I mean, we're still fighting the same fights with the same results. Okay, maybe it is time for a change. Nobody ever thought about that, huh? Well, again, what we're going to change, and I'm almost certain it's going to be a change for the better. We will become that union that bargains from a position of strength, not a position of let's see what management will allow us to do. Now, again, my podcast for presidency is a message that I send out to all members. I just happened to select your name because I wanted to address you specifically. But my message is the same. Understand that. Okay, I'm going to let you know through the campaign exactly who's running for president. Me. Understand me. Understand some of my idiosyncrasies. Understand who it is that I want you to vote for. Yeah, you're not going to get no fake here and then change. No, you'll understand that you have a tenacious individual who understands better than most our contract and management operational procedures. And put the two of them together, that makes me a knowledgeable and efficient local president. You know, we talk about experience. I just want to say, under my administration, which only lasted about 8-9 months, no mail handler has ever been out of work over a week. And I also want to say, the mail handlers that were out of work for over a month upon my election came back to work in 2 days. So all I'm saying to you is, don't get confused because somebody's been doing a job for 25 years. That does not mean they've been doing it right. If you do something wrong one time and no one corrects you, then that becomes your way of doing it. Again, members, I'm going to continue to state my position on different venues. And if you like what you hear, then stay connected to the 180 degrees direction movement. If not, then I still wish you a happy life. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio, soon to be your local president, saying, let's have an outstanding day. Hey, listen, all postal employees worldwide, I am in the process of putting together a new group called 180 Degrees New Direction. This group is intended to be a universal website for letter carriers, clerks, mail handlers, maintenance. Anybody who has postal compensation, you are invited to be on 180 Degree New Direction. It's going to be a non-censored site. So what I mean by that is just be prepared to back up whatever statements you want to make. I don't really care if you talk about management. Management might be on the site. I'm going to have an open site. So all I'm saying is be careful what you say. And if you feel it, then say it. And if you say it, then let it be the actual words that you want to represent. So again, some websites don't like a whole lot of drama. Sometimes drama is necessary for us to get to the root cause of what our issues are. And I happen to, I'll champion the drama case, so to speak. So again, stand by. It's in the process of being built right now. New website called 180 Degrees New Direction. It is a postal website for all postal employees. I'm sorry, it's a postal page. It's not a website. It's a page in Facebook where we get to address, whatever it is that's bothering us in the post office. Unlike some of the other postal sites, I just want you to know I'm pretty much going to have an open site. If you work for the post office, you can be on this site. Doesn't matter to me if you're a clerk, carrier, manager. None of that matters. It's about postal. And we're going to get some controversial issues discussed here. Maybe we'll have management join in and give us feedback on some of it. But I say to you, this is a website that's intended to be in addition to other mail handler, clerk, carrier websites, not in lieu of. So again, we all belong to different pages. This is just another page. This page is not intended to replace anything else that you do with respect to mail handler websites, clerk websites. This is just a universal site where I'm going to open it up wide open for anybody who works for the post office to express their pleasure or displeasure with the craft or with EAS. Again, 180 degrees new direction is coming at you with the uncensored website. Stand by. Let's get ready to rumble.